بسم الله الذي لا إله سواه، إله القلوب ورب القلوب ومليك القلوب ومصرف القلوب ومطهر القلوب ومقلب القلوب، والحمد له عز وجل حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه، لا نحصي ثناء عليه هو كما أثنى على نفسه، والصلاة والسلام على نبيه محمد الصادق الأمين الرسول المبين المبعوث رحمة ونورا وهدى للعالمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين من أزواجه وذريته وأهل بيته أجمعين، وعلى صحابته الصالحين الغر المحجلين الميامين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، اللهم اكتبنا منهم. From the heart of the Quran to the hearts of man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, as he addresses a specific group of people in order that we all draw lessons from that as human beings and as Muslims, he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ, and thereafter your قُلُوب, your hearts, your قُلُوب have hardened. Your قُلُوب have hardened. They are not soft. They're not lenient. They're not transparent. They do not reflect light they should reflect the way they should reflect it. They do not absorb it uniformly and smoothly the way they should. They do not show rahmah. They do not show mercy and love and compassion. They are hard, they have been hardened, they can't see. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions qaswa. Now in the context of something else, when he mentions ran or hijab in the context of some specific dhunub, in the context of blocking light and nur, when he mentions qaswa, it's in the context of being receptive to truth, being receptive and expressive, in particular expressive of rahmah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً. Your hearts are like stones, he says, like stones, like rocks, nay, even harder. Even harder in this beautiful, powerful figure of speech. Nay, even harder. And look at this beautiful next symbolism and parable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets for us, pertaining to what a qalb qasi is and what it is to be and to have a qalb qasi, or even worse than that. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ يَشَّقَّقُ. Look at this expression, يَشَّقَّقُ. I'll come back to it in a moment. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter your qulub, your hearts have hardened, nay, they are like stones or rocks, nay, harder. For there are some rocks that will burst into streams and rivers. Rocks, big rocks that will explode and break and burst, and from within which there will flow streams of water and rivers of water. Water. It will burst. There was water underneath them, inside of them. And what covered them didn't allow it to come to expression. It was inside of them was water, and water is a source of life. It's a source of life. Life for the person who has the water, and for others as the water streams and as the rivers flow into different places. From rocks that explodes and that bursts sometimes streams and rivers of water, and from your hearts, and from your hearts that are harder than rocks, there is no expression of rahmah, there is no expression of life. There comes no life, no spiritual life from those hearts, no rahmah, no compassion, no mercy, no leniency, no softness, no gentleness, no absorption of light, and no giving of life. And some stones يَشَّقَّقُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ, and some stones do crack, but the word is يَشَّقَّقُ, so we have this image of it taking place gradually, not violently. This يَشَّقَّقُ وش يَنْشَقُ يَشَّقَّقُ, there is this notion of slow, gradual, gentle cracking. And you have that image in time even? Cracking slowly. And you hear that. And it opens. يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَا وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَا. And this is not infijar of water, exploding water, but this is exiting water. إِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَا. And water exits, comes out. A different قلوب. In other words, inside of which that water is not under too much pressure. It doesn't need to explode. The pressure is not so powerful. The cover is not too thick and too strong. Just take, yarhamukallah, just take tashakkuk, and then it comes out. فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَا. Again, water, life. Life. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we learn such parables for the life of the qulub through nur and through water. Through nur, the example of nur that we learned some things about as we were reminiscing and reflecting on the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and water. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاء. And mashallah, and then the water flows, and others drink from it, and others benefit from it. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ يخرج منه الماء وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله. And some stones and some rocks even, and this is, one can reflect on this in certain ways, and some also commentators what they said, but Allahu Alam also by some of its other inner dimensional meanings, if you will, and inner beautiful meanings. And one of those is that the rocks themselves, as they descend, as they roll down, that perhaps an external motion of a rock, though we have an external, of course, explanation for that through the laws of gravity and so on and so forth, but what is the inner dimensional reality of what's happening? You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us when we perform wudu, this is a clear external act, and there is, if we have dust or dirt physically, it's a clearance of that physical dirt. That's the only thing we can apparently explain. But Rasulullah tells us literally, dhunub are being washed out. Something we cannot subject to the external eye. No current, at least, no current laboratory experiment would detect something beyond that which is material and physical. Dhunub are coming out, are being washed out, are washed out. Even from underneath our fingernails, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dhunub are washed out. When we are in salah and we are in ruku' and in sujood, he taught us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the dhunub fall off our heads and our shoulders when we are in ruku' and in sujood. Perhaps some inner sights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the ability to see certain things, but not in a physical laboratory experiment. So as the rock, let's say you are in a beautiful natural environment of Allah's creation, and it's quiet, and the beautiful natural sounds of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and somehow something happens and a rock starts rolling down. What else is there? وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. This text says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of the rocks, some of the stones, as they roll down or as they descend, that is out of khashya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of them do that out of khashya, reverence and awe for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. And يَهْبِط is from up to down, a movement from up to down. Yet your qulub are arrogant, your qulub are qasiya, your qulub are arrogant. It does not humble, they don't humble themselves, they don't show modesty in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't resign themselves, they don't submit themselves to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the gentle signals and the gentle breeze of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't. Mountains crumble in front of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, says Allah Azza wa Jal. If Allah chose, if he said, low, and this if is not, this low is not the if, this is حرف امتناع لامتناع, low, which will not happen, it's not an if, and oftentimes there are many things translated into English as if, and they're not the if that everybody is used to, and there's a lot of misunderstanding as a consequence of that. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, low, which means it will not happen. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن, that type of if we were to reveal this Qur'an or to cause this Qur'an to descend upon a mountain, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would allow that, in the universe of the mountain, in the reality of the mountain, then the mountain would crumble. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. From the خشية of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, from the reverence and awe for Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And yet some of the قلوب of Bani Adam, some of the hearts of some of the children of Adam, they do not respond to the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as this inanimate object would respond in its own world to the Quran, I would say, if it were revealed onto this mountain in the language of the mountain. And the Quran is revealed to us in the language of man, in the reality of man, in a human dimension. And man, and most man, do not prostrate themselves, do not prostrate their qulub, their hearts, in front of the divine communication of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the salihun rahimahullah ta'ala, you know, had said, the people who know Quran and the people who memorize the Quran should be the happiest creatures on earth. They should never, never, if they knew what they had, ever stop from reciting the Quran. I mean, he says, simply, it is the word of God. It is Kalamullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to you, and you are speaking the words of God. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. By the way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one reason he gave that our mouth should always smell good. Always. طيبوا, he said, not اغسلوا فقط. طيبوا أفواهكم فإنها طرق القرآن. For they are the pathways of the Quran. طيبوا أفواهكم فإنها طرق القرآن. In every aspect, he صلى الله عليه وسلم revered the Quran. In every aspect, he revered the Quran to the extent that at such dimensions that perhaps many or most human beings, and even intelligent and spiritually focused perhaps in human beings, would not pay attention to this. You know, because some human beings, the notion of spirituality in some instances means you completely neglect your physical appearance. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not say that, as long as it is with the consciousness of Allah. That's why in salah one should look the best, in the way that Allah loves, what he, how he or she, how he dresses, how he smells, how he looks. Inna Allah said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أحق أن يتزين له. For verily Allah has first priority, and in first order, and he has the first priority when it comes to making ourselves beautiful. Says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of that consciousness, because of that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيبوا أفواهكم فإنها طرق القرآن. Make your mouth smell beautiful, for they are the pathways of Quran. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, always his mouth was sweet, as the companions tell us, as man and women companions tell us, رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين. Because, and he always said that, لأنني أناجي ربي. Because I'm always in munajah, in this solitary dialogue or conversation or communication with my Lord, said he, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةِ. My dear brothers and sisters, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ سَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And verily Allah is never unaware of what you do. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Good or evil, beautiful or ugly, major or minor, an act of your heart or an act of your limbs. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And he says this at the end of speaking about the قلوب, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus it is most likely intending first the acts of the قلوب. The acts of the قلوب themselves do not certainly escape the awareness, the ever-present awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. About al-qulub al-qasiya, hard qulub, and a diseased qulub, the qulub in a state of marad, and the qulub of the mu'minun. All of those are gathered in one area that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates to us, by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates to us a very special message pertaining to the state of health and the state of ailment and the state of complete death, or of qasawa in particular, of hardness of the qulub. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍّ إلا إذا تمنى ألقى الشيطان في أمنيته فينسخ الله ما يلقي الشيطان ثم يحكم الله آياته والله عليم حكيم ليجعل ما يلقي الشيطان فتنة للذين في قلوبهم مرض والقاسية قلوبهم وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَفِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَيُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ فَتُخْبِتَ لَهُ قُلُوبُهُمْ فَيُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ فَتُخْبِتَ لَهُ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the meaning of that text is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, in other words, in His order of creation and what He permitted and what He did not permit, for a hikmah that is perfect, and with His knowledge and with His will subhanahu wa ta'ala, He permitted shaitan to operate in certain ways, suggest to do certain things, and certain things he never allows him subhanahu wa ta'ala. This he allows shaitan to also, if you will, complete or to provide the what we call the reason for taklif, the challenge for man, the challenge for the heart of man, for the mind of man, the challenge for man to rise to the level they should rise, the challenge to bring out the best potential of man, the presence of shaitan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that shaitan, what he does sometimes is he confuses the human being with regards to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا إِذَا تَمَنَّى أَلْقَى الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُمْنِيَتِهِ. That shaitan injects in the very wishes sometimes of the human being and even of messengers and of anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَمَنَّى. There is in other words something still in the heart, an act still in the heart of a person, of a nabi sometimes. Then shaitan interjects and injects and suggests something shaytani, something shaytani. Alqa shaytanu fi umniyatihi. In other words, shaytan injects or throws on the very wish of that person, on the very burst of that person, something shaytani. Alqa shaytanu fi umniyatihi. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. يعلم السر وأخفى before it is. فينسخ الله ما يلقي الشيطان. Then consequently Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ينسخ, that is he undoes subhanahu wa ta'ala, he removes, he erases. Imagine that, erasing from the heart of that abd, the heart of the Nabi, he erases what shaitan had suggested, what shaitan had attempted to make part and to confuse with the original message inside of the wish of that Nabi. And what is shaitani? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes, yansakhu, erases that which shaitan injects. Wa yuhkimullahu ayatih. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes firmly His ayat, His signs, and the meaning of those signs and the message of those signs, that is in the qalb, in the heart, in the thought of that abd. لِيَجْعَلَ. And then says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. And Allah is truly all-alim. In other words, what was going on inside that qalb and inside that mind and the thoughts and the wish and the mixture and which one is where, subhanAllah. Alimun, hakim. And Allah has hikmah, always hakim. He does things and He allows things and He changes things always by hikmah. In other words, hikmah, wisdom, that which always has a high purpose. An objective, a noble one, and for a noble reason. There's nothing without reason, without noble aim, without grander objective with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing. Hakimun alimun hakim. And then he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of that which shaitan does, Allah permitted, li ta'lil, li liyaj'ala. And that is subhanahu wa ta'ala, His tests. Those are the challenges. So that, because we have a choice. يَجْعَلَ مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانُ فِتْنَةً. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that which shaitan has interjected, the acts of shaitan in this way, as a fitna. As a fitna. And fitna is, in so many ways by which a fitna is expressed, and fitna is a state of affliction, a state of trial, a test. And sometimes fitna means that the person has become obscured and doubtful, and unsure. It means also that the person sometimes has gone beyond that, has lost his vision, that is his of where he's going. Kafar, ashrak, fasaq, fitna. As a result of what shaitan was allowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do. But he subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is a fitna to whom? لِيَجْعَلَ مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانُ فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ وَالْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. That is a fitna, that doubt, that shubha is a fitna, will be detrimental and harmful, in the sense of fitna, in this sense, to the one whose qalb is mariz, to the one whose qalb is diseased, and to the one whose qalb is hard. These two types of qulub are the qulub that will be in a state of fitna as a result of the, if you will, the ideological, philosophical, spiritual virus that shaitan interjected in the qalb of the abd. That qalb, because it is sick, either sick, ill, with ailment, or qasi, it will be affected. It will be affected. And what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching us through this, about these two types of qulub? These two types of qulub, they are the qulub that will be detrimentally affected through doubting if there is a matter of shubha. الشبهة تؤثر على القلب القاسي والمريض, تضر بالقلب القاسي والمريض. شبهة will affect the قلب that is قاسي, hard, and the قلب that is مريض. And then the قلب, the person will begin to doubt, and there is that void of knowledge is there, absence of certainty to a certain extent, absence of knowing. Now the person is confused. Now the person doubts about the truth that he or she used to know about by those shubuhat that shaitan interjected in the qalb. And because the qalb is mariz, that's why it is affected in that way. And if the qalb were not mariz, that would not happen, as we shall see when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us about the third type of qalb. Again, I would like to remind myself and then you, my brothers and sisters, like we've said before, and our ulama teach us, rahimahullah ta'ala, that when the qalb is sick, it's like when the body is sick. And I give the example of a physical organ that is wounded or sick. If that is exposed to an external element of disease, like a microbe or a bacteria or a virus and so on, that organ, that weak organ, that ailing organ will be affected, will be infected. But if the organ were healthy and sound and did not have wounds and was not sick, that will in no way influence it and affect it. On the contrary, sometimes when we inject certain when the doctors inject certain types of la ilaha illallah. When you have a vaccination, let's say, what is happening to you as a healthy person when you get a vaccination? Actually, what is injected inside of you? Viruses or some bacteria or ilari ralik. Because the body is healthy, and sound. What does it do after that? It builds antibodies, and it becomes even stronger than before. When the qalb is not qasi, when the qalb is the qalb of a mu'min, then the next thing happens, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَيُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ فَتُخْبِتَ لَهُ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. On the contrary then, to the qalb of a mu'min, to the qalb that is mushrabun bil iman, to the qalb that is soaked in iman, then this qalb, what that will do to it, it will strengthen it, and it will know then from that shubha, actually it extracts from that shubha what is really divine. The shubha does not cause it to doubt what is divine and to doubt what is true, but it will extract from that. It has eyes with which to see, it has a screen, powerful screen, developed screen, by which it extracts that which is divine. لِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَيُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ, and then their iman increases. فَتُخْبِتَ لَهُ قُلُوبُهُمْ, and their hearts will prostrate themselves, will humble themselves, will react with stillness and humility in front of that. فَتُخْبِتَ لَهُ قُلُوبُهُمْ, and their qulub will submit to that. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides those who have iman to that which is straight. And when we have iman, that is when our qalb has iman, iman is nur, iman is light, and it is with that light with which we shall walk amongst man. And the issues that face us as human beings, in mundane issues and other issues, we'll be walking with light. The mu'min will be guided, because sometimes we ask ourselves the question, and some people would ask that genuinely, how, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean here when he says, وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ, isn't iman already huda? وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ, isn't mu'min already mahdi? وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ, for example, and he who or she who has iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah guides his qalb. One would say, isn't the person who has iman already guided? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means, وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ, the one who has iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his qalb, that iman is a nur for him or her, and then in the affairs of his or her life, about truth and falsehood and other specifics and so on, and what is right and what is wrong, and what is beautiful and what is ugly, and how to understand the teachings of Allah and his Rasul properly, for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that individual Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide to the proper answers to these things. وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah gathers for us these three states of the qulub: the qalb that is mariz, diseased, and the qalb that is qasi, harsh and hard, dead in a sense, and the qalb that is living, hay, mukhbit, the qalb of a mu'min, and the effect of that which is shubha. I repeat, that which is shubha. There is shubha and shahwa. It's shubha and shahwa. Maradu shahwatin wa maradu shubhatin. The illnesses that befall the hearts are of two types. The ailment or the illness of shubha that is caused by the nafs desire for things like, again, copulation and eating and drinking and these sorts, that is a shahwa, and a shubha, is that which is generated by thoughts, by ideas, by words, their meanings, and so on. So there is a marav of shubha, when the qalb is marav by shubha, that is that knowledge that he or she receives pertaining to words, pertaining to ideas, pertaining to thoughts, meanings, that qalb does not interpret that, does not understand that, does not comprehend that the way it should be. So that is maradhu shubha. And that maradhu shahwa is again, as we pointed out, when the qalb is marid, it seeks to satisfy its marid because of the, again, because of the being enclosed by the nafs, or covered by the nafs, then it only seeks to satisfy the nafs, the shahwat of the nafs, in ways that are, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not approve of, in ways that are ugly, in ways that are illegitimate, in ways that are immoral, and that is maradhu shahwa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers for us these types of qulub in this ayah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clear our qulub from any maradh, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever allow our qulub, ya Rabb, never to allow our qulub to reach the state of qasawa. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. الْوَيْل is for those whose قُلُوب, whose hearts are hard. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Wail is, in the cultural language I think of Arabic, it means like when we say woe on you. In other words, what terrible consequences are waiting for you. But also it is said that wail was wal'iyadhu billah wadi fi jahannam, is a wadi or a valley in jahannam, in the fire of hell. Wailun lilqasiyati qulubuhum. And then wailun lilqasiyati qulubuhum min dhikrillah. Min dhikrillah. Now, min dhikrillah, Allah didn't say wailun lilqasiyati qulubuhum an dhikrillah. Subhanallah, ya Rabb. He didn't say wailun lilqasiyati qulubuhum an dhikrillah, that is wail to the hearts that are hard an dhikrillah, because of being away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are qasi, they are hard, so they keep away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not soft towards the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They keep away from it. No, he didn't say that subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, وَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ يَرْحَمْكَ اللَّهِ. سبحان الله. And مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ means from the ذِكْر of Allah. In other words, قلب قاسي by the ذِكْر of Allah. مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. In other words, it's a person who listens to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a person whose qalb is qasi an dhikrillah, doesn't even listen to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keeps away, runs away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't want even to hear it, like those who said to their fellow human beings, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُونَ. But those who said to their own kinds, do not listen to this Qur'an. وَلْغَوْ فِيهَا, and argue about it, confuse people, argue about it, that you may have victory. Confuse them, argue about it. It's not these kinds, this is these kind of people who listen to it. And yet their قلوب are قاسية. These are people who listen to dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their قلوب are still hard, والعياذ بالله. About these says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الويل. الويل لهم والعياذ بالله. La ilaha illallah. The person who would listen to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is completely not only unmoved, remember that the rock moves, as we pointed out earlier, وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, and this one does not move, this heart does not move, not only does not move, but is qasi about the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when this qalb hears and listens to the discourse of shaitan, to the texts of shaitan, to the songs of shaitan, to the chants of shaitan, to the sounds of shaitan, to the words of shaitan, it feels elated. It feels joy. Says Allah Azza wa Jal, وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَجِلِكَ وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَعِدْهُمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ. Al-istifzaz is when you go to someone and you start like poking at them, not by your hand, by your words, and to try to get them to respond to you. And usually some do that when they are powerful also, and they want to hurt someone, and that one did not hurt them in any way. So what they do is, you go and start saying or doing things that will, you know, unnerve that person, lead that person to be perhaps angry, and then responds to you in a way that seems to be violent. Then you take the opportunity and crash them. Istifzaz. That's called istifzaz. In this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to shaitan, وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ. استفزز, draw them to you, lure them with your sounds, with your sounds, with your sounds, with your sounds, with your sounds. Lure, 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 lure as many as you can, and do and do and do, and Allah says, and promise them, keep promising, and says Allah Azza wa Jalla, and what shaitan promises them is ghurur, is only deception in reality. إن عبادي ليس لك عليهم سلطان وكفى بربك وكيلا وكفى بربك وكيلا. إن عبادي ليس لك عليهم سلطان. However, verily, my عباد, those who are in عبودية of me, those whose قلوب are in عبودية of me, those, you have no authority over them. that qalb is muhsan once it is in that state. Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. And this ayah is repeated many, many places in the Quran in many ways. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Promise them, lure them, deceive them with your thought, the sounds of shaitan. The sounds of shaitan, and I need not comment further. And I did not comment further. Some of the companions, it is related, Allah Ta'ala swore by Allah that the sawt of shaitan is what is called as sometimes songs and music, which is so powerful, isn't it? Sometimes in what it does to the mind and the heart of a person. We're speaking about those who listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who listen to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who listen to the chant and the songs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yet the heart is immoved, unmoved, immobile, senseless, insensitive. And yet, when there are other sounds, there is a response. And you know what is happening there? That's the nafs response. That person, under those circumstances, mostly or partly or all of the qalb of that person is taken by the nafs. The qalb is not permitted to receive the sounds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the nafs. So it does not react as a qalb, the qalb. But when it receives the sounds that are nafsani, it triggers the happiness of the nafs, the delight of the nafs. And says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يسترنا وأن يغفر لنا وأن يتوب علينا وأن يعيذنا عز وجل وأن يدخلنا في كنفه ورحمته وواسع مغفرته سبحانه وتعالى. يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Let us take our recess here.